Right, it's Tabor, I'm back. I'm back with the Film Fellas. We're going to be looking at the BAFTA Awards for 2012. The nominations have been released. And I've got Henry and Lawrence sitting with me today.
Hey. Hello, it's Film Fella Loz.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's Film Fella Loz. Is that your full title?
And Film Fella Henry.
And Film Fella Henry.
For consistency.
For consistency, of course. Right, well, let's go. Let's cut straight in. We're going to start with some of the weaker ones first. I say weaker ones, you know, some of the trifle? Some of the trivial nonsense films, that nominations that you don't really give two hoots about.
Well, like costume and stuff like that.
Oh, God, we're not doing costume, for fuck's sake, let's not do costume. Okay. Let's kick off with original music. I think this one's probably a given, but for nomination for original music, we've got The Artist, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Hugo, Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy, and War Horse. Is there any need to discuss this, really?
I actually think there is, because, All right, I'm assuming the given is going to be The Artist because of its kind of period 20s silent movie score, which was pretty good, you know, it fit the bill, it was appropriate for the film, but at the end of the day, for me, it was a 20s silent film score. What really did surprise me was the score for Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. After seeing Trent Reznor's work on Social Network, I was a bit underwhelmed, to be honest, especially as I like Nine Inch Nails. But I did think that The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo had quite an atmospheric, at times quite disjointed score that really made the film quite unnerving and gave it a lot of atmosphere. And I'm hoping that would win, but I do think it will be The Artist that does actually win.
Amazing. That was really long-winded. Loz?
Yeah, I think Reznor, it was a poor choice, actually, for The Social Network. Anyway, the themes going on in Girl with Dragon Tattoo would fit him much better for the type of music that he's known for anyway. But I actually kind of agree with Henry. That is, I think The Artist will win. But, yeah, it didn't stand out as anything other than just a 1920s, you know, score to that style of movie, you know. So, yeah. The Artist, I think, will win it. I do recall Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy's score being quite nice as well. So, but again, Artist for me.
Okay, so it looks as though you're both touting The Artist. Let's have a look at Best Original Screenplay. The Artist, Bridesmaids.
Bizarre.
Yeah. The God, The Iron Lady, and Midnight in Paris. Again, Loz, you know, what do you think?
Well, yeah, I thought that the screenplay for The Artist was good, but it wasn't really that original. It just followed like a very straightforward kind of three-act, you know, movie. But I really did like the Midnight in Paris.
The Woody Allen?
Yeah. I actually didn't, I wasn't over the moon about the actual movie itself, but I did like the screenplay. So I'm going to put my money on Woody Allen for Midnight in Paris, actually.
Henry?
What do you reckon, Henry?
Agree. I really enjoyed Midnight in Paris. I'm not a huge fan of Woody Allen, but this is one of the ones that hit for me. I think the screenplay had a lot of love in it. Was obviously a nice, like Hugo, a nice love letter to films and art, I suppose, from that time period. I think The Artist does have a shot of winning. Like with Loz, I don't think it really deserves to win because I have a lot of issues with it. Check out my review for more. But I would like to...
You're an absolutely shameless self-promoting whore.
Aiming to get out of my job, mate. The Artist, Midnight in Paris, though, is the one that I would like to see win.
Okay, cool. All right, let's move on to cinematography. Again, we've got The Artist making... How many nominations has The Artist got? It's like 14 or something ridiculous?
Yeah, 12, I think.
Okay, cinematography. We've got The Artist, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Hugo, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, and War Horse. Henry?
Okay, it's a bit of a toss-up, really, because I like the cinematography for The Artist.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice.
Yeah,
however,
it was good.
Didn't really think it reflected the traditional cinematography of the 20s silent movie, which is a big beef I had with it. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, obviously it's Fincher, so it looks fucking beautiful.
Of course.
It's really nice. Hugo, again, that looked really good because it's steeped in colour, lovely and lush, and it's Scorsese, whose films always look grand and classic. Tinker Tailor as well. I mean, it was kind of a subtle cinematography in that, but it did look good and it really suited the film. I liked it. So out of them all, I would probably go with Fincher because I love his visual style. I think Hugo does have a shot, though.
Cool. Okay, nice one, Miles.
Yeah, I really like the cinematography and the artist. And, you know, Henry did say about it didn't look completely authentic, but I didn't think that that was the whole point in the first place. But to answer your question about cinematography, I think I'll probably go with Hugo as well. It really did look nice. I think they achieved something really nice there with the way it looked.
Okay, excellent. Okay, we're now going to have a look at Best Supporting Actor. In at number one, we got Christopher Plummer for Beginnings.
Beginners.
You've then got Jim Broadbent for The Iron Lady, Jonah Hill for Moneyball, Kenneth fucking Branagh for My Week with Marilyn, Philip Seymour Hoffman for The Ides of March.
To be honest with you, I'm just going to lay my cards on the table and say that I've not seen any of these movies. But to be honest with you, I'm going to go with Philip Seymour Hoffman because I think he's awesome in
everything. He's just a better actor.
I just think that he stands out of that list. Although, you know, BAFTAs, you got to think they do like their Brits. So I would say maybe Jim Broadbent.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say Hammer Branagh.
Oh, no, I would never say him.
Oh, good. Excellent.
I would say Hammer Branagh if it wasn't for the fact that I think Michelle Williams has got a damn good shot of winning Best Actress with My Week with Marilyn. So...
What, you don't think they'll double up?
No, I don't, actually. Okay. I think they're going to shiv that out to somebody else. Hoffman was all right in The Ides of March.
He was all right.
Yeah.
No Capote. Okay, cool.
But, I don't know, really.
Okay, Best Supporting Actress. You've got, to begin with, you've got Carrie Mulligan for Shame. The Dame Judi Dench for My Week with Marilyn. Fucking love her. She's awesome. Melissa McCarthy for Bridesmaids. Octavia Spencer for The Help. Henry?
I think that Octavia Spencer is going to get it for The Help, actually. I think it's the kind of role that will get nominations and wins, I think, a film like The Help. And I think it's going to be, for the most part, shunned in this year's round of award ceremonies. So I think they're going to have to throw out a bone somewhere. So she may as well be the bone.
Lost?
Receiver.
Bone receiver.
Dench.
Awesome. Awesome. Lawrence, that's fucking amazing. Okay, all right. Let's move on to some of the more important ones now. We'll start off with Leading Lady. We've got Meryl Streep for The Iron Lady. Michelle Williams for My Week with Marilyn. Viola Davis for The Help, Tilda Swinton for We Need to Talk About Kevin, and Berenice Bayo for The Artist.
Yeah, it's going to be Streep, I reckon. Oh, no, but hang on, I did say Michelle Williams before.
Actually, you did, so you fucked up.
I did, I kind of fucked this up now.
Yeah.
Either of the two,
no pre-planning.
Streep or Williams, it should be Swinton, but it will be Streep or Williams.
Do you think they're completely blanker then?
What, Tilda Swinton?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she deserves it, obviously.
I think they will. I think they'll go, wow, either Williams or Streep have done amazing caricatures of these famous people, they love that stuff, though.
I don't think Michelle really Williams, because Marilyn was an American Idol, not a British Idol. I think they're going to snub her.
In that case, it will be Streep.
Yeah.
Even though all Brits hate Thatcher anyway, but...
All Brits.
All fucking Brits hate Thatcher.
Well,
say you like Thatcher.
I'm not. To be honest with you, I think Meryl Streep will win it. However, after looking at the Golden Globe results, where obviously they separate the categories into comedy musical and drama, and Michelle Williams won it for comedy musical as leading actress, and Meryl Streep won it for drama, or vice versa. To be honest with you, they both won it for leading lady.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think that the Berenice Bayo is she's been overlooked, because I think that Jean Dujardin is actually
fucking A.
Very good in The Artist, but I think that he's kind of outshone her a little bit, because you know you liked him so much in the movie. But Meryl Streep.
Yeah, of course. Okay, now leading on to leading actor. We've got George Clooney, The Descendants, Brad Pitt, Moneyball. Lawrence, do you mind pronouncing that for me?
Jean Dujardin.
Thank you very much for The Artist. Wow, Michael Fassbender's been nominated for Shame. Gary Oldman for Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Yeah, it's nice to see Fassbender on there, because I believe he's been completely shunned as far as Oscar nominations.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so, anyway. But, you know, George Clooney won it for the Golden Globes. However, again, BAFTAs like to stick to their own. And I think that it will be the year for Gary Oldman, in all honesty.
Cool. Henry?
Yeah, I hope Loz is right. I'd really like to see Gary Oldman win for Tinker Tailor, because he was great in it. I think Jean Dujardin is going to have quite a good shot, obviously based on the Golden Globes and how well The Artist has done. But yeah, really, I think it's going to be a toss-up between the two. Clooney, while he was competent in The Descendants, he didn't do anything really that was a massive deviation from the work he's done before, so I think you can kind of discount that.
Okay, excellent. Moving on to Best Director, we have The Artist, Drive, Hugo, Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy, and we need to talk about Kevin.
Well, it's difficult. I really enjoyed Tinker Tailor, and I'd really like that to win. I don't think it will. I think it will be between Martin Scorsese and Michael Hazavanicus. I think it's going to be a toss-up between The Artist and Hugo. I don't think the others are really going to get a look in. I think it's probably going to be The Artist that gets it. I'd like Scorsese to win, though.
It's... Oh, yeah, Best Director, of course. Loz?
Yeah, I think... I'm going to kind of match Henry on this and say that I think it will be between Hugo and The Artist, so Michael Hazanavicus, or Scorsese. However, I really like the fact that Nicholas Winden Refn is nominated for Drive. I love Drive. It was my movie of 2011. And I think under anyone else's hand, that movie would have been straight to video, just a pile of shit. And I think he did a really good job with the material that he had. But he'll be completely overlooked. So I'm going to put my money on The Artist, I think.
Okay. And last but not least, Best Film. We have, again, it's exactly the same as Best Director, as you probably expect. Actually, it's not quite exactly the same. The Help has been replaced by Hugo. But anyway, you've got The Artist, The Descendants. Actually, no, it's completely different. Ignore me. you've got The Artist, The Descendants, Drive, The Help, Tinker Tailor, Soldier, Spy. Lawrence?
Again, as I said, Drive was my movie of last year, but it won't get a look in.
Yeah.
I think it, again, because it's the BAFTAs, I think, it's going to be between Tinker Tailor, Soldier, Spy, and The Artist again. I really don't know why The Descendants is in that list, in all honesty. So, yeah, I said The Artist for Best Director, so I'll go with Tinker Tailor for Best Film. There we go. That'll do.
Nice. All right, Henry?
I'd love Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy to win. I think it's going to be, like Lars said, between that and the artist. I personally think the artist is probably going to grab it if Gary Oldman wins Best Actor for Tinker Tailor. I think they're going to get a look in on one of the categories, so it just depends which one, really. I hope it wins, but I think the artist has got a damn good chance.
Excellent. Okay, that's our roundup of the nominations for the 2012 BAFTAs. We will be doing a podcast again once we know the results. It's the 12th of February, and of course, Stephen Fry will be hosting it. So we'll see you when we got the results.